You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. This summer, a group of Wisconsinites, they chartered a boat and set out from an island in Door County.
They were searching for the remains of a ship that wrecked back in 1913.
Sarah Lear brings us along for that journey.
Normally, the Shoreline is a tourist ship, offering scenic rides for small groups. But on this June weekend, it's been deputized for science. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association chartered the cruise ship to search for a long-lost piece of Great Lakes history. The group, which goes by WUA for short, is scoping the lake bed for the remains of a downed ship called the Plymouth. On the second day of the search, roughly a dozen members disembark from Wisconsin's Washington Island. Shoreline Captain Stiles Meredith gives a safety briefing.
There's life jackets in the bins under your seats there. There's plenty for everyone.
As these weekend explorers set out, Lake Michigan is smooth as glass. It's a far cry from November of 1913, when a blizzard with hurricane-force winds slammed the region. Crew member Rick Mixter has spent years researching that storm.
260 people lost their lives in a weekend. 12 ships vanished with all of their crews on board. The Plymouth is one of the few that got a chance to actually tell the story.
When it went down, the Plymouth was being tugged from Menominee, Michigan. All 7 men aboard died. But Mixter says a message in a bottle from one of those men, a U.S. Marshal named Christopher Keenan, later washed ashore. Mixter has never forgotten what it said.
Goodbye, dear ones. I might see you in heaven. Pray for me, Chris. And at the bottom, he wrote, the lumber company owes me $35 so you can collect it.
113 years later, these members of WUA piece together clues, including that message, old newspaper accounts, and knowledge about wind patterns. The clues pointed to a previously unscanned section of Lake Michigan. That's where the crew hopes to find the Plymouth. Group President Brendan Baylod says in the past, there were 2 camps of people searching for shipwrecks.
So we had, the old wreck hunters who would keep things secret and try to make these their own private scuba playgrounds. And on the other hand, you had the archaeologists who were only doing this professionally and the average person couldn't participate.
This crew is different. No formal training is required, but members share an enthusiasm for maritime history. They've had some success. Last year, they found the wreck of a cargo ship that sank in 1886. On this latest journey, trip leaders carefully submerge 2 devices.
They're both heavy missiles that are towed behind the boat. We have 650 feet of cable for this one. This other one only has 60 feet of cable.
The machines use side-scan sonar to map the lake bottom. They call one the Wreck Sniffer.
Wreck Sniffer.
While they scan, the devices load a picture to a computer screen. For hours, the boat travels slowly over the lake using a grid pattern. Baylod knows a massive wrecked ship like the Plymouth will be hard to miss.
At 213 feet, there's no question. We're looking at the screen. It's going to be, could that be it? It'll be, there it is. It's mm-hmm. not an if moment. It's a huzzah!
Yes. But after 2 days on the water, that huzzah moment never comes. The exact resting place of the Plymouth remains a mystery. Still, these citizen scientists remain positive. They got valuable data, and Baylod says they'll share it with Michigan's Historic Preservation Office.
We're mapping this bottom for the first time. This bottom has never been mapped with a side-scan sonar.
Not the outcome they hoped for. But by charting where the Plymouth is not, this crew has left more clues for future explorers.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story in The Search for the Plymouth.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
This is WPR News.